time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House Republicans on Thursday rolled out their Tax Cuts and Jobs Act at a cost of $1.5 trillion, the largest overhaul of the U.S. tax system since the 1980s. CNN has more.
A 429-page tax overhaul, the product of weeks of intense negotiations, now public and drawing support from the president.
I really believe we'll have it done before Christmas. I consider that to be one of the great Christmas presents.
It's a bill that dramatically cuts the corporate and small business tax rates, nearly doubles the standard deduction, increases the child tax credit, and collapses the number of individual tax brackets from 7 to 4. But it's also rife with potential problem areas. Northeastern Republicans already staging a mini revolt over a repeal of the state and local tax deduction for income. And powerful interest groups like realtors and home builders vowing to oppose the bill over its lack of new home buying credit and a $500,000 cap on the mortgage interest rate deduction for new home purchases. All as Democrats, many of whom pledged to oppose the bill before it was even released, attacked the proposal for favoring corporate cuts over relief for everyday Americans.
Big, wealthy corporations count far more than kids in this bill.
But Republicans are holding firm, driven by a political imperative the leaders hope will eventually, somehow,
we're doing it,
allow them to achieve a once-in-a-generation goal.
We're going to get this done. Why? Because the American people deserve this.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke with Rachel Maddow about the tax bill Thursday night.
What they're trying to do is rush it through. Not one hearing on this major, major bill affecting our whole economic system, our tax code. No discussion, no analysis by outside experts. They introduced it today. They want to start marking it up, you know, doing amendments Monday. So they're afraid. They're embarrassed. I call this bill a dead fish. The more it's in the sun, the more it stinks. They don't want people to know about it.
The bill contains many controversial provisions, including one that allows purchasing 529 college savings plans for, quote, unborn children. Tucked away at the end of the bill is a controversial provision that would repeal the Johnson Amendment, a longstanding prohibition on churches and other religious institutions being involved in political activities and endorsing political candidates from the pulpit. U.S. employers added 261,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1%, the lowest in nearly 17 years. The president leaves Friday on a 10-day five-nation Asia tour, visiting Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. His main goal will be to increase international support for an effort to deprive North Korea of resources as leverage to coerce it to give up nuclear weapons. Senate Democrats said Thursday they would push to have Attorney General Jeff Sessions return to the Judiciary Committee for further questioning, as new evidence shows he may have perjured himself. MSNBC's Chris Hayes and Ken Delanian explain.
Senator Patrick Leahy, the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, and Senator Al Franken, who asked Sessions the original question and got misleading information, are demanding that Jeff Sessions come back to Congress and clear this matter up because they feel like they were misled. Sessions' testimony evolved from, we didn't talk to Russians, to, we didn't talk to Russians about collusion.
I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign.
You don't believe that surrogates from the Trump campaign had communications with the Russians? Is that what you're saying?
I did not, and I'm not aware of anyone else that did. I have not seen anything that would indicate a collusion with Russians to impact the campaign.
And it's not alleged that the subject of collusion came up at this March 31st meeting, but it is alleged in those court documents, and Jeff Sessions is not disputing this, that Papadopoulos described how he had these contacts that could put together a meeting between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. And my source is telling me that Jeff Sessions nixed that idea, so
wait,
thought it wasn't a good idea.
My understanding of what the source is telling you about Sessions in that meeting is that he doesn't remember it, but definitely nixed the idea.
Yeah, essentially the source seems to be saying Sessions is not disputing it, but he has no specific recollection of Papadopoulos.
Former Trump advisor Carter Page also alleges that he informed Sessions of a trip to Moscow during the campaign. NBC News' Chuck Todd tells the Today Show that the attorney general may be in big trouble.
Is Jeff Sessions in trouble?
You know, in a normal Washington, I would say he's in extraordinary trouble. And look, he doesn't have a lot of confidence as far as the president's concerned, but the president's lack of confidence has nothing to do with why Capitol Hill is upset with them, since it is now, apparently, I believe we're up to the third time that Jeff Sessions has had to suddenly correct the record about either a meeting with Russian officials or something involving Russia. And then this last one, look, senators don't take kindly to be misled under oath, especially from the chief law enforcement officer. But it's the president's problems with him that create this sort of vice grip for Jeff Sessions. I mean, he's got a president here who's basically screaming,
yep,
please do something to distract from Russia. Investigate Hillary Clinton. I got
the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.